The current law requires mitigation action once groundwater is found to be contaminated within 500 feet of a coal ash basin. But House Bill 74 pushes that acceptable contamination point, what's called the compliance boundary, to the company's property line. And that worries Kemp Burdett, executive director of Cape Fear River Watch. Burdett says neighboring properties will no longer be protected.
It just allows more contamination. The other thing is it allows contamination on this guy's property. So it allows Duke's contamination to get to here before they have to do anything. Well, when it's here, it's already too late. This guy's property is worthless. If he's got groundwater contamination, it's worthless.
State Representative Chris Millis, a Republican from Pender County, worked on the language in the final version. He says state government does have a role in regulation for the sake of public health, safety, and the environment.
But it's very important for us to look at the efficiency and the effectiveness of the regulations that we have in the books that put a yoke and a burden on our citizens back at home. This is exactly what that bill does. Line by line, page by page, it goes through the effectiveness and the efficiency of our regulatory environment here in this state.
The General Assembly has completed its session and will return in May of next year, unless called back to address a governor veto. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.